Hello, my name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research for the public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak to Jesus Miranda?
Why are you calling me about?
Is this going to be a public opinion survey about Phoenix?
All right, what do you want to hear?
All right. First of all, are you registered to vote in Phoenix?
I'm registered to vote in Arizona.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm going to vote 100% every time.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
Doesn't matter what year you're born. That doesn't matter.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household or of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, everybody.
Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally extremely motivated to vote, very motivated to vote, somewhat not too motivated to vote?
Extremely motivated to vote.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
They've been going the wrong track, and we're going to fix it.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Kate Gallego.
Unfavorable.
Okay, we say somewhat or very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Anna Hernandez.
Don't know much about her.
Okay. Carlos Galindo Elvira.
Don't know either.
Okay. Marcelino Quiñones.
Don't know either.
Katie Hobbs.
Oh, I gotta vote for her.
Okay. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
Do I approve of it? No, I don't.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump, 100%.
And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila, and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
I will have to do my research for them. I don't know who's who.
Okay. Well, if the election...
I would vote whoever's Republican.
Whoever's Republican? Okay. Thank you for that feedback. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Anna Hernandez, Michael Nowakowski, Martin Bridgman, Emilio Avila.
I don't know any of those guys. So I would, like, when the election comes, I'll start doing my research, then I would make my decision.
Okay.
But I don't know who any of them are or who's endorsing who or what.
Okay. Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you deciding your vote for city council. Street and road maintenance, homelessness, climate change and excessive heat, public transportation, crime.
Homelessness,
okay.
That's the number one thing.
Now, let me read you a series of statements about Anna Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Anna Hernandez for Phoenix City Council. Anna Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. on the city council, and it will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply.
Okay, so what was the question?
If it would be more convincing, very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing to vote for it.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Definitely not going to vote for her.
Okay. Anna's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime. Would that be not at all convincing, a little convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Not convincing.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing. Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents.
Not convincing.
Would you say a little or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policing in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Levine.
Convincing.
Would you say very convincing, somewhat, or a little convincing?
A little convincing.
Okay. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Convincing.
Would you say a little, somewhat, or very?
In the middle.
Okay. Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix. He will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the streets and into housing programs.
I'm coming hard, but convincing.
After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Marcelino.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
More Republican nowadays. I used to be a Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Very.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Grade school, high school, and then grade school.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I rent my own home.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jesse Miranda.
Just your first name.
Oh, just Jesse.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right.